Every summer, the Marlboro Music Festival draws thousands of people to the Marlboro College campus to hear world-class chamber music. And in spite of the recent news that Marlboro College will likely close this year, festival organizers are moving ahead with a $13 million construction project, and they say the concerts will happen again this summer. VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman has more.
About 7,000 people made their way up to the tiny town of Marlboro this summer to listen to music like this. The Marlboro Music Festival has an international reputation for developing young musicians and for bringing some of the most talented performers in the world to southern Vermont. The festival started in 1951 on the Marlboro College campus. And Music Festival Board President Christopher Serkin says the news that Marlboro College might close hasn't changed their planning.
The Marlboro campus is our home, and this summer will continue as usual.
A few years ago, the Marlboro Music Festival received a really big donation, and the organization has a $13 million construction project underway on the Marlboro College campus. On a recent cold and snowy afternoon, crews were busy working on the interiors of the buildings, which will eventually be dorms and practice spaces for the music festival. It's a bit of a surreal scene to have a high-end construction project underway as students and staff walk around the Marlboro College campus for the school's final year, after more than seven decades. Under the original plan, the festival was going to donate the two new buildings to the college and have students use the facilities during the school year. And as part of that deal, the festival signed a 99-year lease with the college. Serkin says while it's not clear what will happen to the campus, the new owners will have to honor the lease.
As long-standing stakeholders in the community, we're also acutely aware of the impact on the town of Marlboro and on the region. Right now, there's just a lot that's up in the air, though, and we're seeing how everything evolves.
Under the current plan, Marlboro College will turn over its $30 million endowment and 500-acre property to Emerson College. And in return, tenured faculty will be hired by Emerson, and Marlboro students can continue their studies at the Emerson campus in Boston. Emerson College President Lee Pelton says his school has no desire to own the Marlboro campus. And he says a sale to a third party could happen before July 1st, when the deal between the two colleges is supposed to be finalized.
Both Emerson and Marlboro understand and appreciate the importance of the Marlboro Music Festival. It is our hope and intention that the Marlboro Music Festival will continue to thrive and grow in its current location.
Marlboro College President Kevin Quigley says the music festival has the deep pockets to purchase the property itself.
I hope very much that the music festival will decide it's in their best interest to purchase the campus. Now, we haven't had those conversations, but I do think that there's a solution out there that could be a win for the music festival, a win that supports this alliance between Marlboro and Emerson, and also something good for the town and our county and state to keep a vibrant campus here year round.
As part of the lease agreement, the music festival has a right to first refusal to match any offer made on the property. The music festival board chairman declined to comment directly on the organization's interest in purchasing the property. Auditions for this summer's Marlboro Music Festival were recently held in New York City, and tickets for the 2020 season go on sale March 2nd. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise-Tisman in Marlboro.